Okay, let's see. After Faye, we've got here Kathy. Hi, Kathy. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was recently diagnosed with Crohn's. One doctor thinks it might be ulcerative colitis. The other says it is Crohn's. But I'm having major sleep issues, and that's been going on for a few years now. I'll kind of get heart flutters, like irregular heartbeat and increased heart rate, sometimes a little bit of anxiety with it. And what's weird is I noticed if I take like an NSAID, which I try not to do a lot, but an NSAID for like a headache before I go to bed, I sleep really well. So I don't know if it's like tied to inflammation that's somehow tied to the Crohn's. So I kind of have, I guess, two-part question on thoughts about helping with the sleep. And then other would be, they've kind of diagnosed that I have leaky gut. I'm a patient of Dr. Sherman's. And so we've done the food test and through Meridian Valley, and that kind of showed that I'm reacting a little bit to everything and a lot to a few things. I redid a test actually through a different lab that's showing that that's still going on too. And so I'm wondering about the connection, possible connection between like leaky gut and Crohn's and UC. And I am doing the SCD diet right now as well.
Oh, good for you. So you're working hard to try to clear all this up. Now,
Yeah.
have you tried CBD yet, ma'am, for sleep?
I have not. I've tried it on my skin for like tight muscles and things like that, but not specifically for sleep. I wasn't sure how to do that. If it's
All right,
oral
well,
or
it is oral and it comes in capsules and it's made in different sizes. But the one I'm familiar with is 25 milligram size, and then there's a 10 milligram size if one wants to start lower. But one of the things to remember is our bodies have what's called an endocannabinoid system with cannabinoid receptors. And there is no reason in the world or in creation, whatever you want to call it, why our bodies should be created or evolved, whatever you would like to believe in, with receptors for cannabinoids, and then not use cannabinoids, for gosh sakes. And I'm not talking about getting high on them. I'm talking about the one that doesn't get us high, called CBD, that helps a lot of people with sleep and pain relief, ma'am.
right. Okay. Is there a brand that you recommend or?
No, I'm not the world's expert on that, but
Yeah.
one can find it both online and in the cannabinoid stores.
Okay. Great. Wonderful. Thank you. And any thoughts on the leaky gut tie? Is there a connection there? I did do a stool test as well, and it showed that I have two different kinds of candida, and so I was taking the caprylic acid, the uva ursi, and the grapefruit seed
Good for you. Good
extract,
for you.
which seems to be helping. But I'm want you know, is there a connection there, you think, to the
Possibly
UC
so,
and
ma'am. The one thing I'd add to that is the vitamin A. Remember, that helps me heal surface membranes all over the body. And so if you're not
okay.
doing vitamin A, which most of us aren't, I do at least 50,000 units a day. You probably have very little chance of getting pregnant, and that's the only circumstance in which 50,000 would be too much for an adult.
Okay. Okay, great. And that would kind of help with the healing of the gut and all of
Yeah,
that.
yes, ma'am, it certainly would.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. All right. Thank you very much.
You're
Appreciate it.
welcome, ma'am, and thank you
All
for
right.
calling.